Okay, so it's Friday the 11th of March 2011, and I woke up this morning around 6:15, left around 7:30, and then got to work around 8:15. After getting bits and pieces of the day set up, and Cliff did a bit of a track inspection, we'd had new white lines painted, so we had a good look at those, made sure they were all right. Piers did the briefing for the drivers and the hose, because Mara was sick today. Got the day off to a good start. Pretty busy day. Not many people in, but all good really. When it got to about 10 o'clock, realised that there'd been some breaking news and there'd been a really big tsunami in Japan, and also a massive earthquake as well, which registers 8.8 on a Richter scale, one of the most powerful earthquakes ever recorded. I think it was the sixth worst earthquake to ever happen on the planet, but the number one in Japan. Also, massive earthquakes in Tokyo, and throughout the day there's been all sorts of earthquakes, aftershocks, but an earthquake happened just earlier this evening at 6.2 on the Richter scale, which is big enough in itself, so it equates to its own thing. So that was really bad, and I'll stick a picture up of the tsunami coming towards them on that one, which is horrific scenes, really. So we all wish those guys and girls all the best over there, and hopefully they'll get their lives back to normal, and condolence to anybody who was lost and their family. But throughout the day, bits and pieces were going okay. I was in track control with Joe today. JD was a bit down, it's personal reasons, and so we just supported her through that and things, and I think she'll be better. We just have to look after her a little bit, that's all. Got to lunchtime, and I had a chicken sandwich and spent it in track control and stuff like that. There was a few people on half days as well, so checked some radios in and out, and that was that side there. I spent a bit of the morning as well booking in some new ADIs for assessments, and then in the afternoon sorting out some training packages and sessions as well. Later in the afternoon, around 2:30, I did an assessment, helped an Evan assessment for one of the new ADIs we've got, and that seemed to go reasonably well. After that, started wrapping up the day a little bit, doing the day sheets, doing the figures for the day, making sure everything was all ready for tomorrow, so it's all matched up and printed off all the stuff. And then, left around 6 o'clock. Prior to that, though, I saw Andrew, and I had a book of Brian Adams that Julie found, and it was all his pictures, really, really interesting stuff. And he was telling me some of the stories about the great times he's having with Brian Adams, and the, you know, tens of thousands of people that would come to the gigs, and how stuff would map out, and some of the funny stories behind it. So that was really fun. And he also signed the book, which is good. And then, wrapped up the day, 6 o'clock, still plenty of stuff coming in from the tsunami and things about some of the shocking footage of stuff getting swept away and things like that. And got in the car, made my way home, and when I got back at 7 o'clock, watched it on proper TV for the first time. It's just devastating stuff. They're worried about nuclear reactors kicking off as well now, because there's a lot of nuclear power plants in Japan. But fingers crossed they'll hold together. It was quite like biblical proportions, a lot of it, a lot of stuff on fire and things like that, and yeah, terrible scenes. So it's a very, very dark day, I think. Spend the evening now, just done a bit of washing up, getting ready for bed, and that'll be me, I think. So until next time, goodbye now.